Blog Talk Radio.
Because it is not praise and adoration. Thank God for all of you. Abide the devil in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against him. Thank God for all those who have asked for prayer on this prayer line and for all the many, many miracles that God has given to his people. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, and we are in the midst of a new awakening. I've been telling y'all, man, we're in the midst of a new awakening. Hope you embrace it. Amen. This is the awakening where God is moving so that we embrace the thank you, thank you, thank you, rather than the give me, give me, give me. Amen. God has been bombarded with the give me, give me, give me for years, for centuries, for eras. And now we introduce the thank you, thank you, thank you to people all over the world who've been bombarding him with the give me, give me, give me. Now we ask you to just thank him. If you'll thank him, he'll bless you. If you can thank him, he'll move in your spirit, in your soul, in your mind. I don't care what the enemy is trying to present to you. If you will learn to thank him, God will be mindful of you and give you a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. I know I've experienced it myself. When I was on that plane, just thanking the Lord on the plane 1,000 times. And God bless my soul on that plane. I'm trying to tell you that before you call, he'll answer. And while you're yet speaking, he will hear you. He will bless you bountifully. And we do thank him for it. Now, let's go to God in prayer. Some of you who've been asking for prayer before, amen. Thank God for you. We're mindful of you. Thank him for everything he's done for you already and what he's going to do for you. Amen. So many things he's done. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And bless you in so many ways. Heavenly Father, good morning to you, Lord. We just love you and we thank you and appreciate you being in our room. God, you reminded me of so many people over this weekend to pray for them as I'm on my final 20. Now, this is our 95th day of our fast. And God, I'm sure many said they'll never make it to the first 40. We made it there. And they said they will never make it to the next 80, and we made it there. And then we declared the spectacular 20 crazy blessings. And you've been doing crazy blessings. Crazy blessings requires crazy praise. We're giving you crazy praise. Oh, God, on yesterday and so many days, just thanking you for everything. We're mindful of you. You're mindful of us. You're mindful of us. And we're mindful of you. We're praying for you. These last 20 are for you all. Amen. Ambassador Jerry Hall. Yeah. Ambassador Ernestine Johnson. Ambassador Wazin Cobb. Ambassador-elect Latanya Williamson. Ambassador all of you, Ambassador, Hagen and Bishop, Ambassador Bishop Hagen. I'm dedicating the last 20 to them, Lord, and to Ambassador all of these great ambassadors. Thank God for names I'm not calling. I'm still dedicating these last 20 to them. I call so many names to you over the weekend. And I'm asking you to bless all these people in the name of Jesus. My God, please look on them, Lord. Please help them. The mother to the nation, Ambassador Stern. God, all these precious people, Ambassador Stitt, Ambassador Hodges, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God, look on them. All of them. Look on Ambassador Charlotte Gray. Ambassador down there in Texas. And look on Renee down there, Lord, and MacArthur. Oh, so many, God. Please look on Sister Cullen. And please look on Ambassador Joyce Long. Ambassador. All these great ambassadors from every state. God bless them. Ambassador Mother Peterson.
This conference is being recorded.
In the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. Ambassador Geraldine Garnett and Ambassador Lily Garnett. Mother Wilson, Ambassador. Oh, so many, God, who have held up our arms. You saw them. They were not ashamed to pray. They were not ashamed to beseech you. And all these, look on our sister, Hattie Smith, helping to recover. Elder Owens and Sister Owens. And we're praying for Bria. Oh, my God. And Lenitra and Raphael and Malia and Anayan and Dante. Jesus, we're depending on you to bless these folk and help them. And even remember Mother Digby, Lord, who helped us so many times on this line. And Edna Christopher, Lord, please bless these people. Sister Lucille. Oh, Jesus. Please don't forget about Mother Britt, Ambassador, and oh, God. So many others, as we remember, Ambassador Thelma Rush, Ambassador Bernada Jones, God, they're looking to you. Look on the back heel, and oh, God, thank you for what you've done. All the ambassadors look on Aretha Scott. God's been with us a long time too. Precious people. And God certainly wouldn't be remiss. Don't want to be remiss. Oh, God. Don't forget Ambassador Linda Thwashi. Always first on the line. Oh, God. So many that I'm sure are missing. But I want you to know that we'll remember them on tomorrow. But I certainly would be remiss if I didn't ask you to powerfully bless and help Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson. Help her, God, in Jesus' name. Every one of these precious people, look on them in Jesus' mighty name. Remember the tombs in the name of Jesus. My. And all these precious people, Lord. And God. Bless. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out and they're coming in. God, remember Apostle Adams and Ambassador Jerry Hall. I want to thank you for what you've done for all these precious people as I call their names over this weekend and ask you to bless them and remember these. Last 20 I'm doing for them. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We thank you. Oh, God, we love you. We appreciate everything we've done. We certainly can't forget Sheila Brown, Lord. Help her. Bless her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I say you forever. We appreciate what you've done. We appreciate what you're doing. We lay out these days and these final, thank you, these final 6 days, Lord, for these precious people on this line. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. We glory in you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our God, we ask that you bless this day. Every participant, every person who's mindful of you, who praises you, bless them. Every person who gives a praise report and even a prayer request, every person who standing up to give prayer unto you for others, God, we praise you and thank you for all these precious people, precious, precious people. We just thank you and praise you. And, oh, God, as we remember not only today but tomorrow, others, don't forget about Ambassador Lady Guy down there in Florida. We're just thanking you for what you've done for all these precious people. As I call their name over this weekend, God, you begin to bless them. Some didn't know why they were being blessed. But you heard my prayer, and you answered my prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your protecting hand. God, thank you for your blessed hand. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We give you the glory and give you the praise, and
thank
you for everything.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning to y'all on this prayer line.
Glory.
All awake.
Good
morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning for y'all. Amen.
Good morning.
Y'all all awake. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I know God bless you over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Some of y'all didn't know why special things were happening. God was in the blessing business.
Oh,
and
yes.
He was blessing you.
Yes,
blessing
yes.
You. Amen. Wake up and give him a hello. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yes. Morning, Father.
That's it. That's it. My God. Somebody's awake.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Somebody is awake on this line.
Thank you.
There you go. Let's go. Let's make it 3 or 4 minutes at least. Can you
thank
make
you,
it 3 or 4 minutes? Amen.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Thank 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 you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank
you,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for everything.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise
the name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
I'm so mindful of us, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Worthy, 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 worthy,
yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's going to be all right for every person on this line.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, wonderful counselor.
Thank you,
mighty God. Thank you, everlasting
God.
Thank
you.
Thank you,
Father God. Oh, glory to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
you,
God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I just want. Can I? I have a saying that, you know, I rub the back of the Lord's head. Just stroke him. Can't nobody do what you do, Lord. Nobody like you.
Nobody.
Yeah. Can't nobody do what you do. No doctor can do what you can do. No
Hallelujah.
Lord can do what you can do. Nobody can fix it like you.
Yeah.
You're the pro. Nobody else is pro.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I want to thank God this morning for something special. Oh, my God. I want to thank him for something so special. My God, this is my praise report. I want to thank him for... I wonder if y'all listening to me.
Yes.
I got something so special I got to thank him for. Do y'all know what it is? I want to thank God for... I thank God.
If the money come back.
I thank God. No. I'm thanking God.
For another day.
That's wonderful, too.
Salvation,
yes, I'm thanking him for that. But at this precious moment, I'm thanking God for you. Amen.
Praise God.
God put some beautiful people around me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
you.
God for you. Amen. Been so kind. Amen. Yeah, I know y'all are not perfect. I'm not perfect. Amen. But I do thank God for you.
Thank you.
Y'all are some beautiful people, some great people. Amen. Sometimes y'all frustrate me. I love y'all. Y'all are some beautiful people. I appreciate
you
so very, very, very much. No. Yeah. Thank God for y'all. My. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have y'all. I appreciate you. If Dr. Betty and I hadn't obeyed the Lord and said, yes, we'll go, didn't want to come to Kansas City. But, in fact, I prayed 2 or 3 times like Jesus prayed, Lord, let this cup pass. But he did not. A lot of times we don't see our blessings in advance. Because we're on the horizontal and looking straight ahead. We don't even look too far straight ahead. And our blessings are on the vertical. Right on, a vertical is a corner, around the corner from the horizontal. And we don't see them. But if we'll just follow the Lord, he'll lead us into them. So if we had not come here to Kansas City, a lot of these things would have never started. The youth prayer line would have never started, I don't think. I don't think the prayer line would have ever started, and the blog line, and Amazing Grace. And I never would have met many of you on this prayer line. So I'm praising him and thanking him for everything that he's done for us. Amen. Even the good, the bad, all of that. Amen. Thanking him for everything God has blessed us and he's brought us this far. So, y'all are my praise report today. Every last one of you. Y'all are my praise report. Lord, let me meet you all. Amen. I don't really to think we would have been on this 100-day fast, amen, if the Lord hadn't put you all in my life. Thank God for you. Amen. I wonder, amen. Let's get some praise reports, amen, of what God did for y'all over the weekend. Amen. Any one of y'all can take it and get the praise reports. Ambassador Charlotte Gray, Mother Wilson, all of y'all. Dr. Lacey, any of y'all.
Morning.
Amen. God bless you.
Ambassador Charlotte Gray is available.
Right. Look at that. You're growing. Oh, Lord. All right. All right. I'm going to give it to you and get some praise reports. Get about seven.
All right.
God bless you. Go ahead.
I do have a couple praise reports I can give myself. You all know I've been praying. You all have been praying with me. My husband got his face. He took upon himself to try to cut some things off his face. Well, he did go to the doctor, and they did lance off some bumps off his face. So, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is better. And they did cut some things off his face. They did lance off his face, guys. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. He is better. And he did get those things cut off. He is better. So we're going to keep the Gray up in prayer. So I do want to give that praise report. Also, does anybody else have a praise report?
This is Mother Wilson. I might not be on the line that much because I'm driving this morning. I'm grateful this morning for the Lord waking me up. And I tell you, I've been up ever since a little before 5, and I'm out in the street, and I got my grandbabies with me, and I'm 5 with my baby daughter, Renee. And I just want to tell you, because I know it's God to get up and move. And as I say, I might not much, and I might not be on the line and stay on it right now. So y'all just be fucked.
Mother Wilson, do you have on your seatbelt?
Yes.
Okay. That's a crazy part.
Okay. I have my seatbelt.
Okay. Does anybody else have a praise report? We love you, Mother Wilson.
That's Peterson.
Good morning,
God. Thank you, God, because it's all up to God. All I have praise to do is just, I thank God today. I thank him. Last week, I had a really tough week. And by yesterday, I was coughing, stolen every day and night. So yesterday, I didn't cough at all yesterday. I thank him, praise God for that. And last night, I went for babies on the block, man. And Johnson prayed for me, so I feel so much better. Because my leg wasn't so bad, I didn't. And everything, I had another problem, but he prayed for me. I feel so much better. I thank him, praise God for it. I thank and praise God today. He let my heart see a night at this great day. And I'm thanking and praising God for that. I just got a lot of things to thank God for, but just two or three, three of the things this morning I'm thanking for. And I just can't thank him enough. So we all continue to keep praying for me because there's no things that the Lord's going to do. And I'm just waiting. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Peterson, I just love you. That's wonderful. Anybody else want to give a praise report to these two young ladies over there? The line is open.
Good morning, 913 Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to just thank God for being first in my life and thank God for all of you. I would like to thank God for the 50-50 list. My husband, Lewis Brown, and my son, Burley Jefferson, they're both incarcerated. And I thank God I was able to hear from both of them, and I haven't heard from them in probably over a month. This weekend, I heard from both of them, and I know it was just blessings from the Lord. And my husband was talking very positive. I haven't heard him speak that way in such a long time, and I know it's the prayers from this line. I mean, he sounded like a new and different man, and I have another praise report, and I'll get that in right quick. chief prophesied it when I first got on this line. He said, God is going to allow two men to walk with your husband. Over the weekend, my pastor from Second Baptist, Pastor Ron Taylor, and one of the older elders from the church were able to go see my husband. So I believe that's the two men are, that's going to walk it down with my husband. And I just thank the Lord that he's shining on my husband, because salvation is what I'm praying for him. Thank you, and God bless you all for your prayer.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Anybody else? The line is open.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby, area code 708. I thank and praise and give an honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to Sister Sheila Brown, to everybody that's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I have so much to be thankful for. I thank God for his goodness. I want to say the Lord blessed, and I want to say my sister passed away on last Monday, but we were not able to have her service until this coming Saturday because we already had a funeral for last Saturday. But I thank the Lord for how God is just blessing me and how he's just keeping. My sister and I started the school together, and we were just together all through life. And I think, and no matter what I say, I often said, if I had a catalog to order a sister, I couldn't have ordered a better family and a better sister than my sister. I want to say I got saved on a Sunday, and she got saved that following Friday night. And God, we just always, we were kind of like twins. When she had problems and she never was too busy to listen to what I had to say. And I thank and praise the Lord, but the Lord is not letting me grieve. He's just keeping me up. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. And I want to say I was praying that some of our cousins didn't come, but Dr. Johnson said he wanted them to come and, you know, and be here with us. And I want to say God just worked it out. She had told me she was going to take the bus. And I was thinking, if she take the bus, I'm going to have to see about getting her to and fro and somewhere to stay because we don't have the big house that we used to have. We have condos, and they just have two bedrooms. And I want to say, but then she asked about the hotel. And God bless one of my nieces to give me the number for the hotel and for her to ask for the bereavement rate. And some of you don't know, if you're going to a funeral, you can ask for the bereavement rate, and that's a better rate at the hotel. And I just thank the Lord. I have so much to be thankful for you all. I can't tell it all, but I'm going to tell that part, and I'm going to thank God, and I'm going to listen to the rest of the praises. Thank God.
I want to give a praise report. Amen. I want to thank God for Ambassador Fryerson, who did such a marvelous work on that all-night sit-in. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to thank God also for Ambassador Hendricks, who is doing such a marvelous job on the
Glory.
Line. Amen. Leading people into praising God 1,000 times. So many, but I thank God for them. Amen. Go ahead. Pastor Charlotte Gray, go ahead.
I just was thinking about what Mother Digby said. That's just wisdom. No, I did not know that about the bereavement rate on the hotel. So much wisdom on this line. I've never heard that before. No, ma'am. I did not know that.
Yes.
I just thank God for this line. So much information that goes through. I've never heard that. No, ma'am. Thank you for sharing that. And I just want to give another praise report, Sister Jolene Garnett. Didn't get to share this last week. I don't know if you guys have heard that. I remember her sharing that about your sister. She had shared on the line that the Lord had restored her joy back. And Dr. Johnson always says that we need to be happy when other people are happy. And that was a major praise report, you know, that she had shared, that the Lord had restored her joy back. She said her joy had been stolen. And that was a praise report. So, Sister Jolene Garnett, if you're listening, I do want to make notions of that. Thank God that your joy has been restored. God bless you, woman of God. And again, we love you, Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless you. Anyone else? Pray for it. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. I just want to share two praise reports. A lady in my apartment complex, she was saying that she needed a car, and I asked y'all to put her name on the prayer line to pray for her car, and she told me just this weekend that she is in the process of getting a car.
Thank the Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And then my other praise report is my brother, he came by this weekend and visited for a little while, and also he brought me a flat screen TV. And I love my family.
Thank you, Jesus.
The lady that shared about her sister before me, that was a blessing. That touched my heart to hear her say that. But I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed week.
Yeah.
You too, young lady. Have a good day, Sister McKnight.
Thank you so much. We love you as well.
You're very welcome.
Uh-huh,
anybody else want to share after?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stitz from Arkansas. And I want to share a public report for everyone. And this is specifically for those who have families that are incarcerated. That is only so much I can say because of my affiliation and where I work. But there was there were 60 institutions that was awarded Pell Grants for any inmates who would like to continue their education by way of getting their associate degree. And I would want to encourage you all, that's a praise report for your loved ones, to see if they meet those qualifications here in Arkansas. We're getting ready to embark on this in a couple of weeks. So I just want to encourage you to contact your family members so they can do something a little bit more than just sitting in the prison. There are so many programs where they can get their GED. There are so many programs that they have that is a part of their plans, parole plans upon release. So they need to get involved in those things, and I just think that's magnificent. And for those who have that opportunity, it's going to be a blessed moment in their lives. God bless all of you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Wow. More information.
Thank you.
That is being through the line. Amazing. Awesome. Go ahead.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God. Good morning. All the saints on the prayer line, all the ambassadors. I just truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning in my right state of mind. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for the service on yesterday, Amazing Grace. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayer. God bless you.
God bless you. You sound great, Sister Lucille. Be encouraged.
Thank you. God bless you.
Is there anyone else? Back in your hands, Chief.
Thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. Amen. And thank God for that brightness, that energetic sound in your voice. God bless you. And to all of you who have a prayer request, get ready. Because this is not only the praise line, but this is the prayer line also. And we do want to pray for you. We're concerned about you. God has given me that compassion for people, and we're certainly concerned about you, that he might bless you and your family. All right. Do I have any volunteers who will take the prayer request today? Amen.
Praise God. 913, Sheila Brown. Yes, sir.
All right. Willing worker. Amen. You've been stepping up. Amen. Growing. Sheila Brown. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, and I want to certainly put Bishop Hagin on this prayer request.
Yes, sir.
Prayer request for Dr. Betty.
Amen.
Yes. Anyone else? The prayer request for Bria. Amen. I'm going to keep her on there. All right. Go ahead.
I would like to add Prophetess Betty Baker. I have not heard from her in a while now. This is Charlotte Gray. I haven't heard from her.
All right.
If I may, thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, anyone else? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Peterson can continue to pray for me. Also, pray for my auntie. She's 95 today. Her name's Annette Thompson. Pray to God for continue to keep her.
Yes, ma'am.
Mother Digby, again, and I want to say that yesterday, I didn't say when I was testifying, but yesterday we had such a good old-fashioned service that we were tearing with people in different places. I want God to fill them with the Holy Ghost. And also there was a couple there that is supposed to be a gay couple. They came up for prayer, and I want God to deliver them and put them back in their right mind, in their right place. And for the people everywhere that's confused, men, women thinking they're men and men thinking they're women, I want God to break up that and give them back their right mind.
Beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just writing, but I'm listening, and I do have that down. Praying for people that's confused on sexuality. Yes, ma'am, Mother. I got it, and thank you very kindly.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Do we have any other prayer requests? We love to pray. And this is
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Sister Lucille. God bless you.
Sister Sean Hall, I'm praying for my brother and my sister-in-law, Kendra. They're fine.
Would you say your name again?
Sister Sean Hall, I'm praying for my brother, Frank Hunt, and his wife, Kendra Hunt.
Frank and his wife. Thank you so very much, miss. God bless you. Do we
good
have
morning.
Any more prayer? Good morning.
Good morning, Sheila Brown.
Good morning, Sister Renee McKnight. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm on my
praise
way
God.
To work.
Praise God.
Yes, praise God. I want y'all to pray for my uncle. His name is Leon Rose. And my mother was telling me this weekend that he has a spot on his inner eye by his nose, and they're going to take him to see if it's malignant or not. So remember him in your prayers.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And need to pray for the adult in Richmond and continue to pray for me. And continue to pray for one another. Yes. I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day.
And we love you very much, and you have a blessed day as well.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for saying we need to pray for each other. God has been dealing with me over the weekend about praying for one another. So thank you so very kindly.
If you got some Peterson again, could I put this on East Chicago, just a little suburb for me, just right across the line. A lot of people got to move out of their homes because they found lead and this stuff in the soil and the tree been planted and they've been sick. And the people got to move out of their home because they got to go through all and take for the lead in their homes and outside in the ground and all that. So pray for that community in Chicago, please. Chicago, Indiana.
Before we go to the throne of grace,
hello?
Hello, Chief.
This is Ambassador Lily Garnett. I would just like to request prayer for my sister called me from down south on yet last night. And she asked me to pray for this family. This young man was a musician, and one of the ladies here, I think her main Mother Price sister, is a Mother Price nephew. He's 26 years. He was 26 years old. He was on his way to play for another church, and I think the young man saved. But anyway, he had a blowout as he was traveling. The car ahead of him, in front of him, had a blowout, and he hit that car, and his SUV turned over three times, and it killed him. The young man, was another person was in the car with this young man, and I understand that the young man that had the seatbelt on, this young man did not have a seatbelt on, and he the one got killed, but the other guy that was with him, he didn't get killed. So this was this lady's only son. I don't know his name. I don't know the family's name, but I know his auntie belongs to our, she's in our state, Mother Price. It was Mother Price's nephew, and we want to be putting that, lifting up that family in our prayers. And also, I just want to encourage everyone to please wear your seatbelt, because sometimes that some people say they get trapped in the with the seatbelt. So it's important that you put on your seatbelt, because he, like I said again, he didn't have a seatbelt on, and when the SUV turned over three times, it killed him instantly, but the young man that was with him, it didn't kill him. So that's my prayer request, be praying for that family, that God will undergird the situation and take them through this, take them through.
My, Sister Brown, it makes me know more that the other day when my tire blew out, I was doing about 70, 75 on the freeway, and I exited. And it didn't, I looked on the side of it, there was a hole in the side of the tire. It blew out, but it didn't make any noise. And I didn't notice that the tire was flat until I pulled off the freeway. That's when I detected that it was flat. It makes me know, and I'm more grateful to God for saving my life. Thank God. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Brown. Sister Sheila? All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Amen.
All right. Anybody else with a prayer request?
This is Ambassador Cobb in Texas, area code 325, and I'm requesting prayer for Ambassador Deborah Johnson in Texas and her family. She's on my mind this morning.
All right, God bless you. Anybody else? Anyone else? Anyone else?
Remember Apostle Adams and family.
Apostle Adams, all right. We're mindful of you.
Thank you.
Anyone else with a prayer request?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for Brother Lawson and my mother.
Brother Lawson?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, mother. All right. Let's go in prayer today. We got so many, amen, way over seven. But why don't we begin prayer today? Some of you prayer warriors who like to talk to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You like to talk to God. I'm going to ask Mother Wilson, are you there? Ambassador Stern, are you there? Amen. Let's have prayer today for these precious people who need prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and let's pray today. Sister Brown, go ahead.
Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Just thanking you for the forgiveness of sin. Father God, I thank you for being the great I am, Lord God. I thank you for being my maker, Lord. I thank you for being my everything, all that I need. Father God, we come to you this morning asking you to bless the First Family Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty and Bria and their family in its entirety in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Lord, we come before you with Bishop Hagen and his wife asking you to give them all. No one fixes the way you can, and we thank you. Lord, we come holding Prophetess Betty Baker before you, Lord, asking your many wonderful blessings and to give her all that she stands in the need of, and we thank you. We come with Ambassador Peterson